I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Ripcord and a hot bitch. Beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Andy just found out that someone stole his identity last year.
Yep.
What happened and why did it take him so long to find out? We're going to get to that in a second, but we want to know from you if you want to jump on the Dave and Chuck lines. When did someone try and screw you over, but they ended up getting screwed over instead? Someone had tried to screw you over, but it ended up screwing them over instead. 1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free number. 1-855-954-6969. If you want to text us, that's 46969. And email is email at daveandchuckthefreak.com. So, Andy, take us from the beginning here, how this all played out for you.
Well, I went to the mail. I check my mail about once every 3 months.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I went to the mail, and I just had a bunch of things in there. And in the mess of things I got out of my overstuffed mailbox, I pulled out this thing from the State Talent and Economic Development whatever foundation or whatever it is, you know. And I'm like, oh, the state thinks I'm talented, too. And I opened it, and it was a denied claim for unemployment insurance. So my first reaction was like a radio paranoia. I'm like, did those guys try to fire me in November if they botched it?
It could happen.
Yeah.
And I survived the tidal wave.
Yeah.
And then I was like reading through. I was like, no, they got it got denied or whatever. So I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, whoa, I think I was I was the victim of identity theft. Everything's been smooth sailing.
Which hasn't affected your life at all.
Not at all. And I had joked for years about how, like, my credit's so bad. If somebody ever stole my identity and paid for it, they bought themselves a lemon. Because, boy, do I have a dickens of a time trying to get a credit card. Or anything, really, where somebody lets me borrow something.
Yeah.
It is always quite troubling. So I call them and they're like, yeah, you were the victim of identity theft. And I was like, huh, November 7th, thinking, ah, joke's on you. Steal my credit. That'll teach you. Because my bank account, everything's fine.
Yeah, like
even the state was like, I wouldn't worry about it if you haven't had any adverse. Because I always see these like angelic people with their 700 whatever credit scores.
Yeah, and they're like, my whole life is destroyed.
I just gotta protect everything because they could steal my nest egg. And I'm like, ha, 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 I'm immune. Yeah. I'm immune to all this. I've been living like that my whole life.
You've been living like your identity was stolen already.
Correct. Yeah. Yes, yes. I always had hoped somebody would steal it. And then,
and they did, and you didn't even notice it. That's the thing. Like, there's so many things. Once they get your identity, you'd assume that they could do everything to you, you know?
Is that the only thing they tried to do, though?
I imagine that they bought my social security number, and they're like, well, this poor bastard's, we're going to really take him through the ringer. So, sign up for a MasterCard.
Denied.
Denied. Must have had trouble with MasterCard. Sign up for a Visa. Visa doesn't like him either. Discover
Express.
The old upstart. Let's see what.
No,
they won't even give him $50.
Sears credit card. Let's get a Sears credit card.
No, denied.
So, do you think like then the last resort was unemployment benefits?
Yeah, they're like, how does this bastard have a job?
Yeah, they assume there's no way he's working.
Yeah. There's no way
he
works.
Get credit,
and he's not organized enough to get himself unemployment. So this is a sure thing. Denied. He's got a job.
Yeah, like it's they ran into something they've probably never seen.
Oh yeah, I threw them for a loop. They paid way too much for my stuff.
Oh, it is amazing to think that someone out there was like a some Russian sold you to right. some guy for like, give me 200.
I give you
US.
A great deal on this one. It's called green bean.
Yeah.
Man, yeah.
He's a very big deal.
I think his credit top notch.
Yeah. So someone lost huge on you. Yeah, so they tried to screw right. you over, but really, you know, so they got nothing out of the deal. It cost them money. And the only thing that can really happen is that they could go to jail for a really long yeah. time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the risk reward is terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's nothing you have to do, really. You know, but most people...
The state was like, you can fill out a thing to let us know what we know.
Most people would be freaking out and having, like, so many things they'd have to do.
Not me. I played video games yesterday.
Oh, my God.
They just pulled up... They pulled up Andy's stuff and were like, yeah, well, No, don't worry about it.
Yeah. I've never heard that to anyone. Oh, you're fine. I wouldn't do anything about it.
Do you have to get your credit report or anything?
My credit score went up.
Oh, it went up.
Yeah,
okay,
my
good.
Credit score's going up. So
well, that's good.
I might
no
have to worry
there.
In like 10 years. Yeah. Right now, I'm just considered fair.
Yeah.
Well, like, which I'm pretty proud of.
Yeah, good back
for
you. To fair.
In a building,
back
you
to fair.
I was very poor. It said yeah. very poor.
Well, see, that's good. So you don't want them to take that away from you, yeah. your fair rating.
In the
rating.
Future, yeah. But what's that, like 8 years from now? Who knows? Yeah. I won't even be alive.
Oh, come on now. Yeah.
Past Andy was trouble.
Past Andy was a hustler.
Yeah.
hustler, baby.
Yeah. I was very poor.
Yep.
And very irresponsible.
Yeah.
I got my first credit card at like 18. I was like, $300 free dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we
never
all
paid.
That.
Never. Okay. Never saw that money again.
Yeah, I still owe him.
Collections.
$300. All right. So,
I see that a lot.
Andy was a lucky one. They tried to screw him over, but they got screwed over instead. What about you? When did someone try and screw you over, but they ended up getting screwed? 1-855-954-6969. That's the number to reach us. We're going to start with Rusty first. Hi, Rusty. Go ahead.
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh?
Yeah, so this dude flies around me a few years ago and starts brake checking me for whatever reason. And I don't know, man, I hit him. Totaled his car.
You ran right into him?
Oh, well, I mean, I got a 3/4-ton truck. He had a little Honda. I couldn't stop it. And so, you know, cops are called, whatever. Well, I had a dash cam, and this is before they were popular. And I told the cop, I'm like, you kept, you know, brake checking me, and, like, I just couldn't stop. And I showed him the video, and the guy goes...
No, that's... Yep. I liked it. That's how it ended.
Yeah.
I never understood brake checkers. I really don't. You're asking for trouble.
I just watched a guy. He was on a freeway, and a car, like, is flying up behind him, and he's brake checking him in a van. It's a cop.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't realize it's a cop. And so the cop takes it for about 6 brake checks.
And then he was like,
and then the guy moved over. He must have, like, at that point was like, oh, God, it's got sirens on it. And he pulled over. And then the cop pulled up beside him and then braked and then flipped the lights on. And the dude that was filming it was dying laughing.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's hilarious.
I'm sure the driver almost pooped himself at
that point. Oh, my God.
When did someone try and screw you over, but they ended up getting screwed? I like this one. In high school, my friend tried to moon me while riding our bikes, but ended up falling and scraping his whole ass up.
Oh,
Jesus. Mooning while riding a bike.
That takes talent.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's like juggling
that
swords.
Have.
Level...
Tell him. Kenny's up next with us on the Dave and Chuck lines. What's your story, Kenny?
Lifeless eyes.
Black eyes like a dull eye.
Y'all. So, like, there was this kid, right? And, like, I was going to buy some Kush, you know? I'm trying to get some grade A Kush, you know? Come on,
yeah.
Don't miss.
I hit up,
and I'm like, yo, dude, like, does your boy got some Kush? And he's like, yeah. So this little scrub thought that he'd be funny, you know, and he thought that he'd try to sell me some Reggies, you know, and I was paying like $2.54 an hour, bro.
What's he trying to sell you?
Reggies, which means regular style.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, straight up, man, I'm from Dogtown, you know, dude, so like, we don't smoke that garbage, you know?
Yeah.
Like, anyway, I had got whiffed what this little Thayer scrub was going to do.
Not today.
Not today.
So I had a buddy that had some counterfeit money, you know, and usually I wouldn't do this, but you're not going to get over on me, dude. I'm from Dogtown, you know? I gave him the money, dude. I gave him that fake counterfeit money. And that was that. I got my weed for free, and then I had actually heard, like, had it been a couple days later, that this kid actually got in trouble by the police for spending that counterfeit money, dude.
Of course.
He didn't even know where it came from.
No way, dude.
They didn't know you were from Dogtown.
He didn't even know where it came from, dude.
Yeah. Came from Dogtown. Came from Dogtown, bitch.
Kenny from Dogtown.
I understood every eighth word or so. Thanks a lot for calling in.
My favorite part of that was Dave, like, what is
Jesus
he saying?
Christ, guys.
Who is Reggie? I don't know what he was saying either.
Who is Reggie? Trying to give him some Reggie. And then he thistle thumped or something. I'm not sure.
I had no idea. You lost me for a good portion of that.
Where in the Christ is Dogtown?
Where is Dogtown? Come on, man.
If those authorities in Dogtown should get a hold of Reggie.
Christy is calling us from Boston. Hey, Christy.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I'm a new listener, and I love you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks so much.
As soon as I drop my daughter off in the morning, I start listening, and you guys are hilarious.
Thank you very much.
So this is a big one. My ex-boyfriend, who was very controlling, and he's a real douche, and he thought if he got me pregnant, then I would be stuck with him. But getting pregnant actually gave me the power to leave him. So he ended up really screwing himself on that one.
Suck on that, you bastard.
Exactly.
Can you see the baby? He's waving goodbye.
Yeah. The power to leave, bitch.
Steve's up next. Hey, Steve, when did someone try and screw you over, but they ended up getting screwed instead?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, we're
I'm a listener.
Thanks, sir.
I got a good one for you. So I was online, and I was hit up by one of those Western Union scams.
Okay.
Where they say, hey, you know, send me some Western Union money, and, you know, we'll pay you back double. So what this guy didn't know, he left his phone number on there, right? So I called him up. So what this guy didn't know was that I'm a computer network specialist with a master's, and I actually do white hat work for companies as a freelancer. So I was able to triangulate exactly where his phone was. It was in an area of New York, and I was able to pinpoint the exact cell tower as to where he was calling from, and sent it to local authorities, and they wound up busting about, I don't know, 10 or 11 people that were involved in this big scam.
Wow, you shut the operation down because you know how to hack.
Yeah. Pretty much. This guy didn't know who he was messing with, that's for sure.
Oh, apparently, man. we tried to rip off Liam Neeson. We scammed Liam Neeson. He's pissed. He's triangulated things.
Triangulated.
Oh, my God.
What?
We are all severely effed. Why did you do that?
I don't know.
Get all the green dots we have, and we gotta go. You're so dumb.
I am very dumb. It was Liam Neeson.
The computer nerd version of Liam Neeson.
Oh, no. I watched that movie just the other day. I had no idea.
We're dead.
We are dead. Triangulation.
Triangulation. Yeah, just that word. You know you're dead. When did someone try and screw you over, but they got screwed instead? I love this. My credit card had been cloned, but because it was already pretty much maxed out, the only place they were able to end up using it was White Castle.
I wonder if they started like the finest steak, please. Yeah. The Capitol Grill or something. Oh, the decline. Let's go. The Red Lobster. Let's go to Red Lobster.
No,
not enough.
White Castle. Oh, yes. Got a sack.
Sack of 10. Sack of 10.
He's got something.
That's the only charge.
The one thing. Dave's with us from Boston. Dave, we're talking about someone screwing you over, but they ended up getting screwed.
Hey, guys. Penis and balls.
Penis.
So I was in high school, and I was at a party, and I did something real stupid, which I drank too much and then ended up throwing a rock through a cop car's window. Definitely regret that move. Yeah, dumb. But I didn't get caught until a kid I was with ratted me out. And I just got probation. Like, I got arrested, but I didn't get, you know, thrown in prison or anything. I got, basically got away with it, but I, you know, was a big hit on my record. I've come to find out, like, 5 years later, the kid that ratted me out is now in prison for, like, grand theft for about 10 years.
So karma,
so it just kind of feels like a little bit, yeah, poetic justice, you know?
Yeah, it took a little while, but eventually.
Yep. Sometimes it takes a while. Sometimes it never happens.
Sometimes it's a long game. Mm-hmm. This one, I lived off campus with four roommates my second year of college. One of my roomies named Katie didn't like me. So when she got pulled over for drunk driving, she tried to claim she was me. But she didn't even know how to pronounce my last name, let alone spell it. So she ended up getting in way more trouble. She ended up getting nailed for driving under the influence and using false identity. They would have let her off with the warning, they said, if she hadn't have tried to pretend to be me.
Mm, what a moron.
Yep.
But thank goodness she's a moron.
They don't like being lied to.
No, they don't.
No.
Mm. Like if someone pulled me over, I'm like, I'm Chuck Erkier.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Ye are.
Oh.
Erkier.
Won't you come with me, sir? Oh, he's resisting, guys.
Oh, it seems
our
like a
favorite.
Got him.
I like the coconut.
Yeah.
This one, I had a friend in high school who moved in on a girl who was interested. He ended up banging her in his car after work one night. Mm-hmm. Cheated on his girlfriend in the process. Well, she ended up giving him chlamydia.
Oh.
Dodged a bullet in that one. So he was interested in her, but his friend made the move before he could.
Oh, okay.
And got the chlamydia. Mm-hmm. Suck on that. Let's go next to, where are we going to go? Chrissy's up next from Massachusetts. Hi, Chrissy.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
We're doing pretty good. Yeah. Someone tried to screw you over, but they got screwed in the process.
Yep, my soon-to-be ex-husband is a lunatic. I didn't want to stay married to him, so he kicked me out of the house via restraining order, saying he was in fear for his life. The cops threw it out. They knew it was complete BS. And now he's sitting home alone by himself, and I'm 39, and I spend every night banging a 25-year-old.
Oh, wow. Wait, though, but he's alone.
Yeah.
And he's alone, probably masturbating.
Oh, wow. And that's Chuck's dream. Oh, my God.
That sounds like, sorry.
That sounds great.
Alone and masturbating.
That sounds great.
Oh, my
Thanks,
God.
Chrissy.
Alone, masturbating all night, not a care in the world.
Oh, just man.
Me and my thoughts.
One,
because I will say this, I don't know if any guy, when they're divorced, cares who that person's banging anymore.
No.
Depends on if they wanted to get divorced or not.
Oh, I just always assumed you did.
Yeah, they may not have.
A lot of people don't. Oh,
that's silly. That's just silly.
Oh,
that's silly talk.
Why wouldn't you?
Greg from Lake Orion. Yeah. Hey, Greg, good morning.
It makes sense.
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? Talking about someone trying to screw you over, but they got screwed in the process.
Yeah, I'm in the process of my revenge. It was last Christmas. I sent, after my father passed away, I sent money to my mother for Christmas through FedEx. And pictures of my kids. Well, FedEx changed the address to a vacant lot in Florida. Someone stole all the gift cards, the pictures of my kids. Well, I finally have video and pictures of this guy using my nephew's gift cards for Target. All day at Busch Gardens at Christmas, where he spent $500 on a card.
Yeah.
And police have said, yeah, we can't find him. Blah, blah, blah. There's nothing, no arrest been made. So I said, by the end of this week, if you don't have something, it's going on every website you can possibly think of.
It sounds like something I would do.
It's gonna get hilarious because this guy is a total douche and he took mother right out of my mom's pocket.
Lisa is
like the female. She would be a female.
I want to help him.
That's funny.
Yeah. We'll get him.
It's like, well, listen, hi, officer. Just to give you a quick little heads up, I'm gonna let you play your little fun little games of trying to catch this guy. I'm going to give you 1 week, though. So if it's not 1 week, then I'm just going to do it my way, which is a little different.
Yeah, it's a little different.
And I can't tell you exactly what I'm going to do, but just know you'll never see this man again, ever.
That guy's been working on it since Christmas.
Yeah.
It would suck to get your stuff stolen.
Absolutely,
like
from your mom.
It really would.
Mm-hmm. Next, we've got Ben. Hey, Ben, how are you?
Good. Support command.
Support command. What's your story?
So a couple of years back, I was driving on the freeway. It was like construction, rush hour, you know, nobody's moving. And somebody behind me tries to pull around onto the shoulder to pass me, and a bunch of construction barrels popped up. So she basically ended up smashing into the side of my car. We spun out. It was a huge mess. So when the cops come, she plays this like super sob story. I'm a crazy driver, all this stuff going on, yada, yada, yada. I get the ticket. So I go, I get a lawyer, go to court, fight it. And I'm sitting there and the judge is, kind of, listening, blah, 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 whatever. And, before my lawyer can even speak, she stands up and says, I want you to arrest him, send him to jail, slap him with everything. Da, da, da. I'm just sitting there like, oh, this is not good. And the judge kind of looks at me, looks at her, looks at my lawyer. And he's like, all right, hold on, go to my chambers. So I'm just sitting there like panicking, like, oh, man, I'm going to go to jail. I'm going to get arrested, whatever like that. He comes back out. She storms off and she's just like, just angry as can be. I'm like, what happened? And he's like, all right. He's like, he lays out, he's like, charges dismissed, no fees or whatever like that. Furthermore, she's going to be paying you $5,000 for fixing your car and all this stuff like that. She got, like, I guess, contention and, like, a bunch of fines, and I think she served, like, 5 days of jail time, too.
So she just lost her mind in there.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, but I guess she couldn't keep her mouth shut. It was one thing, like, whatever it was, until she opened her mouth, like, everything was against me, but as soon as she just did it, she just screwed herself over.
Yeah. Well, see, good. Karma finally came back at her.
What do you think judges do in the chambers? I think they go back there with, like, a paddle ball with the ball on it.
Yeah.
Like,
I know what I would do. I'd smoke a pipe. I'd smoke an old school.
That's different.
Like an old.
Justice.
Yeah, because justice is in my hands.
Mm-hmm. So this is different.
I have to be real serious.
I haven't heard of this. There is a credit card scam out there where people pay the balance of the card off so they can max it out completely. So say you've got, $1,200 on a card, but you've got a $15,000 limit or something.
Yeah.
They'll pay that off so they can max it out. She said, this happened to me, but little did they know, I check my accounts every morning. I saw that my account was paid off. I immediately called to cancel it. Now, got zero credit card debt.
That's awesome. That's like something I would do.
Yeah.
I'd be like I said, I got my identity stolen months ago. My score went up.
Yeah, you're like,
so whatever they're doing,
they're trying
helping.
To make sense. They're like,
we're helping him somehow, but we can't get anything.
Yeah, I haven't heard of that scam.
No.
Before.
No. I guess it would make sense if you were trying to say a person's credit limit is just a mythical number, 10 grand, right? And you want to buy something for 10 grand.
Yeah.
So, but they've got $1,000 on it. You got to pay it off so you can buy the huge item.
Mm.
You still get it for free.
Right.
Right. That's the only way it makes sense to me.
That's the only way it makes sense.
Back when I was in high school, someone said one of the upperclassmen pants one of my friends in the locker room. Then when we went out in the gym to play basketball, my friend pantsed him back as he was shooting, but he wasn't wearing underwear. Got a face full of nads.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you got to watch that,
though. Yeah, you got to be careful. I don't know who lost there. It seems like everyone lost. Let's go to Louie from Massachusetts. Hey, Louie, how are you?
How's it going, guys?
We're doing okay. We're talking about when someone tried to screw you over, but they ended up getting screwed.
All right. So you guys know the Grubhub app, right?
Yeah, I order food.
So this guy got into my Grubhub account, and he actually ordered food from it. About $30 for, like, takeout. But he left his delivery and phone number on the app.
Oh, yeah. Because he's an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I called him a few times just to make sure, like, it was the actual guy and the address and everything. So I signed this guy up for the most raunchy, like, porn site that I could get for his phone number. And then every Friday, I sent, like, a bunch of pizzas or Chinese food, whatever I could think of, every Friday night of, like, $100 or more to his house.
Oh, you got him then.
Yeah.
So did you pay for that?
Yeah.
No. Cash pickup only.
Oh,
yeah. So,
I kind of feel bad now for the pizza places and the Chinese food places.
Right.
This probably was like, I didn't order this. Go away.
Yeah. That was weird vengeance.
You're not on the hook to pay.
Worst revenge ever.
Yeah.
In fact, some of those times I've been like, oh my God, I didn't think I wanted pizza, but this is a great idea.
Let me get some
Here's
money.
20
oh my
bucks.
God, Chinese food, yes!
Yeah, oh my
He's
God.
Like, yeah, every Friday, food keeps showing up. I don't have to order dinner anymore.
Oh my God.
That would be amazing. If food just showed up to my house, I'd buy it.
Yeah, like someone was like, oh, man, we got all this free Chinese food.
I'd be like, what is in there?
Yeah, I'd be like, well, let's get the deets. What's
in
there?
What do you got in there first? Ryan.
Let me show you.
Ooh, I don't like those. You go away.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Talking about someone trying to screw you over, but they got screwed.
All right. Probably about 2 years back, me and a girlfriend, ex-girlfriend now,
We were arguing. I ended up going to bed during the argument. Didn't want to deal with it. She ended up taking my car. I guess her plan was she was done and she wanted to steal my car and leave.
Yeah.
While she was gone, I was sleeping. I got a phone call. It was the police.
Oh. It was the what? The who?
I think we lost him.
Ryan? Hello. Yeah. So you got a phone call. It was the police. Everything cut out after that.
Yeah. She was, I guess she ended up getting pulled over. There was half a joint I left in my car.
So she went to jail because of your half a joint in the car she tried to steal from you.
Yes.
That's how it went. Yes. Good job.
There we go. We'll sum it up and wrap it up.
Yeah.
Just assume. So she stole his car.
Mm-hmm.
He had weed in there. She didn't know. Mm-hmm. She went to jail.
She gets popped for it. Yep.
That's the way it should be. Sam, you had someone break into your place. Is that right?
Yes. Three ex-friends of mine broke into my place when they knew nobody was home. They ended up stealing just a bunch of change that we had saved up.
Oh.
And they got themselves caught by going to the Coinstar at a couple different Myers that same night.
Oh, it's like a lose-lose. All they got was change.
Yeah.
And then they did eventually get busted at the Coinstars. Oh, hell.
Oh.
Coinstars. You always see those. And you're
such
like,
losers. Such, you know,
what they
like
get, maybe like $100, maybe?
Not even close, probably. I bet $26.50.
Yep. And then you have to give some of that to Coinstar.
Yeah, exactly.
These guys are kicking 10%. Quick, I lose my ass on this Coinstar.
Jamie from Boston. Go ahead with your story, Jamie.
Hey, long-time listener. Love you guys.
Thanks so much.
So my ex-husband, whore, had a couple of affairs.
Did you say whore?
Whore.
Yes,
yeah,
whore. Okay.
Complete whore.
All right.
He had a couple of affairs, and he became fixated on this hot guy that I work with. He decided that we were having an affair and tried to get all of his payback by taking that out on me. Ultimately caused our divorce, but the guy that I worked with, who's like much younger, former Marine, former swim instructor, he got wind of it, and we kind of started hanging out because he felt bad, I think, and now we're together, and we live together.
Oh, so now you are actually together.
Oh, wow.
Okay, hold on. Lisa's got so riled up. You said former Marine, former swim instructor. And I believe for the first time ever on the show, Lisa went, hello.
Yeah. So, I mean, if I had known that I was going to get it anyway, I would have, like, done the deed when I was paying for it back then.
Right.
Yeah,
sure.
But you weren't, so you did it the above board way, but... It ended up working out.
It did work out.
Yeah.
Well, tell your swim instructor Marine, Lisa says hi.
Yeah. Keep Lisa's paws
hands
off.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Thanks for calling in. You have a good day. See ya. Yeah, never heard her react like that before. Hello.
Well, it's a Marine, former Marine and swim instructor.
Right. So he's confident in a Speedo.
Confident in a Speedo.
Lisa likes those words together.
Funny, though. Like you put that in your profile.
Yeah,
like
confident in a Speedo. Because you won't find that on my old dating site.
That's an interesting way to say it.
It
right? I am confident in a Speedo.
I'm confident in a Speedo, if you know what I mean.
I am not. I would not be.
I am quite insecure in a Speedo.
I'd have to fire up half a chub and tie a rope around it to put a Speedo on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
All right, we're going to start talking about cheating this morning. Because Perfect. They did a survey, an adult toy shop, so you know it's legit.
Right? Yeah.
Eden Fantasies. It's one I've never heard of.
Yeah,
Eden,
me either.
Eden
trying to get
Fantasies.
The name out
Yeah, that's
there
why
the
they're
study.
Doing these
I
surveys,
there
huh?
There you go, Lise.
Yeah.
Pretty smart.
Smart. Yeah, check out Eden Fantasies.
Yeah, I will.
What kind of filthy stuff they have up there. Anyway, so they put together the top 10 things Americans consider cheating from a nationwide survey.
Penis.
Well, we'll go from, you want to start with what most people consider and then filter it down? Or do the other way?
Yeah, let's just knock off the obvious.
Okay, so the obvious is having sex with another person.
Of course.
That is classic
B&B. Old.
Glad they just said that.
You did. You just went out and did it.
You did it with someone else.
Yeah. You gone done it.
Having sex with another person.
That's
amazingly, though.
I agree.
82%. There's 18% of people that don't consider that. Oh, it's okay, Lurleen. He can come home.
Might but be swingers.
That's what
or
I think. I think that's
open relationships. A lot getting, of that happening.
Yeah, you're getting into that gray or like the people who just don't care. They're like, I don't care what you do,
right.
Lurleen.
I guess that couldn't be part of why Lurleen's always the
Lurleen
one
gets up stuff during
yeah,
the day.
Yeah, Lurleen, you buy whoever you want.
She comes home to me.
I could care less. Keep them checks coming in.
It's all right. It's
your
either
dead daddy.
It's either swinging or they don't give a damn about them, so they don't care.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's
I
about 18%.
One of the two things. So after sex, what do you think would be the next thing people consider cheating the most?
Beegers.
Yeah. Oral.
Well, that's sex.
Oh, okay. All right.
So that's sex. The same category.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I like penetration of any
orifice kind of yeah
is sex.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
But after that,
hand stuff.
Talking, emotional, like,
kissing.
Kissing, yeah.
Oh, kissing.
Yeah. Kissing another person.
Well, yeah.
It's such an intimate thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why you never kiss a whore.
Yes.
Right? We've always heard that on this show.
Never kiss a whore.
Never kiss a whore.
That's why you never kiss a whore. Dave Hunter.
It's like something you'd see, like, made out of wood hanging up in someone's kitchen.
Kissing is so intimate. That's why you never kiss a whore. Dave Hunter.
But don't you agree?
No. Yeah, we've heard that. That's been the saying.
Yes,
like
for sure.
People
say
it's
not like something I made up.
No,
in my travels.
Just well known out there.
It's
well known.
Never, ever kiss a whore.
Yeah. Never kiss a whore.
Yes.
Words to live by. 63% of people say that kissing is cheating.
I do
still
think
a large chunk that doesn't think
I do
it
think there are a lot more that let a kiss go, which is crazy to me, but they let a kiss go.
I honestly can't imagine seeing my wife kissing like a man on the lips and be like, ah, no worries.
Yeah, no, there'd be some worries.
There'd be a bunch of worries.
I think there are people like they go out to a bar, they get real drunk.
Hmm.
Someone tries to lay one on him.
That's goddamn cheating.
That's what I would say.
I agree.
I'm just saying, I think a lot more. And you, what did you say? It was 60-something?
63%.
Yeah. See, like, there's a whole whack of people that are just like, oh, well.
Mm. Lurleen will kiss. Lurleen going to kiss.
That's how she got the mouth herpes.
No. Kissing is cheating.
Yeah.
Hanging out alone with a person of the opposite sex without telling your partner. That's next.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's not
cool. It's not real cool.
It's not good.
I mean, unless it's business related, but I don't think that's what they're talking about here. It's just like you go to
like
a bar.
You met somebody.
I met a chick at the bar just to hang out, but I didn't tell Amber about it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that is 44% of people consider that cheating. Holding hands with another person.
I just don't understand why you'd hold anyone's hand.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even imagine.
Unless they are your child. Or your spouse.
Right.
Yeah.
Or an elderly person you're helping cross the street.
Even then, don't touch them.
Yeah.
Really, there's no reason.
Yeah, you're banging. That's is what it usually means, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see somebody taking a stroll holding
hands. On paper, it seems very innocent compared to some of the other stuff.
Yeah, but
it's
a telltale sign,
but it
isn't
an
it?
An intimate thing with the person of the opposite sex.
Yeah. You watch, next time we walk down the hallway, I'm going to hold your hand.
No, you're not.
You're
gonna
feel,
you've tried before.
You feel.
I know you've tried.
How weird it is.
Super weird.
Yep.
Especially if it's us.
Yep.
Even weirder.
I'm away for a crowd, too.
Having virtual reality sex.
Lurleen, you got that helmet on him?
See, now this is where we start
so
to get into
this
stuff.
So this is the gray area. At least, what do you think about virtual reality?
Well, I think
reality
we talked
sex
about it before. I think it's, I think it's weird, but I don't think it's cheating. That was what my stance was last week, I think, on it.
I'll say this, though. It is cheating if it's like, I call Lisa up, and I'm like, hey, you want to have virtual reality sex? That's
well, yeah. I mean, that's a little different if it's a person
cheating
that you know.
Right. That's where it can be cheating. I think when
it's
not
another person,
cheating, if it's just, well, It can be another person, but it could be just like.
So we're not talking like virtual reality.
Well, virtual
porn.
Reality porn is
it's
one
different,
thing.
That's what we talked about. That's so maybe that's yeah. Yeah. confusing it.
No, right. Virtual reality sex, meaning like you there's someone there on the other end. Like
okay,
I've got a thing on, and then you've got a thing on.
Yeah, no,
at
then
your
that
place.
Wouldn't be cool.
No.
even if it's just a paid whore.
See, that's where I think it's different.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
See, I think if it's a paid whore, it's kind of just like live porn.
That's what I think it is. I mean, I guarantee girls wouldn't like it.
If you chatted with some girl online and then all of a sudden you're having virtual reality sex, then that's different, I think.
Right. Here's where I guess my brain goes. If I was having like a virtual reality sex thing with someone I knew, I would consider that like, hey, that was pretty sweet what we did.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like if I'm having virtual reality sex with some hooker chick online, like a cam girl or something like that.
I would still think that's cheating.
I wouldn't be like telling my buddies, man, I got laid.
Right.
You know, I met a chick. She was wild. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It's embarrassing, kind of.
No, it is for sure.
Yeah, very sad.
You know? Like, you'd never tell your buddies you got it on with the cam girl. Same kind of thing.
Yeah,
right?
No. My God, no.
That's between you and the cam girl.
Yeah.
It's sacred.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, so it is. It definitely depends on the situation of virtual reality sex. Mm-hmm. Having dinner with another person of the opposite sex.
Yes.
It all depends if you're allowed.
You're not allowed.
I mean, I guess.
I don't
you're
know.
You're allowed.
Well, like, I'm trying to think of, like, how you were saying it. Like, if it was, like, a business thing
that's
or something like that.
That's the only way it would fly.
I don't buy it. It would you just know? Be a business thing.
Or, like, an old friend. I don't know.
Nope, no old
you know?
Friend.
I think that's something you got to clear first.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I agree. If you did it without telling your partner, that's, I think, obviously, there's something going on. Mm. If you're, you know, if my wife said, hey, there's an old buddy of mine in town. I'm going to meet him for a quick drink or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it'd be okay. It does seem a little odd.
I mean, I think about, like, you've got a couple of exes even in your life that they, like, want to come to town all the time.
Oh,
well,
I'd
and
never
wanna...
meet them by myself.
Oh, okay. You wouldn't? You'd
would
never, like,
never,
go
no, no, no,
out
no.
to dinner with them?
The only way, and that, honestly, I haven't seen them in years.
Yeah.
That kind of just slowly mm-hmm. faded away. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the only time I would ever see them is if Amber was with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would
well, that's
never,
the
I would,
smart
I'd
way.
Never do that, or wouldn't want my husband to do that,
right?
Because you automatically assume, like your mind goes to bad places. You don't want to put somebody in that position. Messaging another person on social media, is that cheating? 25% say yes, but 75% say no.
It all depends on what you're
message.
Saying.
Yeah,
it depends.
You know, because if it's like, hey, this is a cool car. I know you like cool cars. That's one thing.
Yeah, but compound me. I wish you could compound me.
Yeah, like any kind of like, hey, you look really cute in that bikini.
Yeah, that's no good.
No. Any kind of messaging I do in social media with friends, Amber's always in on it. There's always like group messages.
Oh, yeah.
I would never message someone's wife, just her.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. It's like the couple and Amber, like there's four of us on a message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. Having sex with a sex doll.
Clearly not cheating.
No.
25% think it is cheating.
Yeah. I mean, it's a sex doll.
Liking another person of the opposite sex's pictures or post on social media on a consistent basis. Not just like, that's a cute picture of...
Like the same person?
The same person. You're constantly liking their post.
I mean, it's nothing official, but it sure does... Put a flag up.
Well, we've
doesn't
said
it?
On this show so many times, you just shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
As a
no,
guy,
you're a complete moron.
A woman's different. I mean, I guess if my woman was liking one guy's posts all the time, I might go.
No, you wouldn't like that.
No, I wouldn't.
No,
but I think as a guy, it's even worse. If a guy's liking a girl's posts on social media all the time, and your spouse sees that, you're in some trouble.
I think it's both ways, man. Like if you're,
I guess
if you had a girl and all of a sudden she's like everything that guy does.
Yeah. She just likes.
She really likes it.
Yeah. I think it's bad.
You know,
I said, what if your wife was kissing another woman? Well, still cheating.
I wouldn't, if it's
hot lesbos or whatever.
It all depends if that's your boat or not.
Right.
You know, like,
and then this seems pretty. I can't believe this many people think it is cheating, but following a person of the opposite sex on social media.
You obviously
some people get very bothered.
No, but you
by
obviously
it.
Have zero trust in your partner if they can't even follow someone yeah. of the opposite sex.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Some people have problems
without
with
you. 16% of people though think that's cheating.
I don't think it's cheating.
If they're messaging, as we said earlier, different things yeah. than that, okay. But just following someone of the opposite sex?
Yeah.
I guess it depends. Like, cheating. Who are you following?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
with
what
you
it
on
is.
That.
It
I think that it's like,
you know, like,
if it's like just an attractive single person of the opposite like if sex,
I'm following Riley Reid or something, like a porn star chick.
Yeah.
Why am I doing that? I don't think that's going to fly.
Well, that's not cheating. That you're
I know
a perv.
It's not. Yeah, I know it's
you
not
just
cheating.
Just put it out there that you're a perv.
Yeah, you're a perv.
That's embarrassing.
But I mean,
stop
even
a porn star, please.
But like, think about how many dudes having to say that to your partner. Yeah. Please stop following porn stars.
I'm not unfollowing the porn stars I follow.
Yeah, no,
I
do. You're a different animal, James.
I doubt it.
You're a different animal.
But, like, think about how many chicks are, like, famous on Instagram or on whatever. They're just famous for taking pictures of their butt or being in yoga pants, and they get millions of people following them.
Right.
Mm. You know?
You're looking at something you'll never get, which guys
so
do all the
okay,
time.
So that's okay, then. So that's
there's
okay.
There's a lot of single guys, too.
Yeah, I get it. I don't think it would be, like,
thumbs
a
up
smart
time.
Move.
Yeah.
As a guy who's in a relationship to start following every hot Instagram person.
No, I agree. It's not a smart move.
Yeah.
But is it cheating? No.
I don't think it's
you're
cheating.
Dumb.
Yeah. Right.
You may get yourself in a little trouble, but it's not cheating.
It's just dumb. More dumb.
It's more dumb. Like, be a little more undercover about your perviness.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. You know, look it up on your own time. You don't need to follow them.
Yeah.
In order to see them.
You know their name.
Right. Take the extra second and Google
search
them or whatever.
For butts. Nice butts or whatever. I don't know.
Someone said, my friend thinks her husband's undercover police Facebook profile is cheating on her. She gets mad when he likes booty pics.
She shouldn't have married an undercover cop.
So I guess I kind of understand this. He has this whole other persona going, right?
Yes.
And so he's living the life of this undercover guy. So he's liking booty pics in character.
Yes.
That's what he'd say, okay. I think, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Because that's what that guy that he's portraying would do.
Yeah. Because he doesn't want to get shot at night by a drug dealer.
Yeah, I feel like you get a little bit of leeway when you're an undercover cop.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, some undercover cops get in a situation where someone is doing something to them.
Mm-hmm. We've heard about it on the show.
So.
Because they have to sell it. Right?
Yep. Like
they've
and
got
just stuff
make
comes
it.
Up, and then all of a sudden there's a...
Because if you don't do it, they'll know something's wrong.
Yeah. And I do think that even though it is the job, I think if something like that happens, it's pretty tough to move past as a couple.
Oh, it'd be hard to just say, oh, well, I guess you had to have sex with her because otherwise they would have killed you. It'd still be hard.
I'm like, you'd be like, I get it. You know, I get it. That you would have got killed if you didn't have sex.
Yeah.
Or I get it that you're trying to get that one guy, so the way to get to him is through that girl.
That's got to come up early in discussions in the relationship, though, with an undercover cop, I bet. You know, like, so if you're going to get killed and you got to bang this lady.
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Half the time, bang I don't him, think I that think. They're really in a situation to get killed or not. They just... are hanging out and there's a hot chick.
Let's go to Kyle here, who's on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. We're talking about what is cheating. Hey, Kyle.
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh?
My buddy actually went to the mall one time to buy shoes. And when he was there, one of his old female friends happened to be there. And they walked together and were talking. And his girlfriend at the time, one of her... co-workers saw them talking, and it started a whole fight about how he was cheating because they ended up talking at the mall together, and she ended up putting a GPS on his car because of it.
Yeah, there's the opposite end of this, where there's people who are insanely jealous and consider everything cheating.
Yeah.
And if you're putting a GPS on someone, you need to wrap it up.
Yeah, that's
Both, either one of you. You know what I mean? Like, when someone comes to you and says, put the GPS on my car, you shake their hand.
Yes.
And you say,
well, it was lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because what kind of life you want to live?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like
you know
to me. constantly monitoring your every move. Mm. Steve from Boston, one more call on this before we move on. Hi, Steve. How are you, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What do you think?
I just wanted to comment on the social media following. I was with my wife yesterday, and she's like, oh, you're such a good husband. You built up the garden for us. You know, you and your son went for a walk. That's great. She grabs my phone. She's like, who is this on social media you follow? I'm like, Sarah Jean Underwood. She's like, this is disgusting. Get out of the house. Go watch the Bruins somewhere else. This is awful. She went from like 0 to 100 within seconds.
So who's... It's a model, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, and so she was so pissed she kicked you out of the house.
Yeah, I mean, I spent all weekend at home. She was, like, so happy, and then, like, just saw this. And, like, everyone I know follows this girl, including her brother. My brother-in-law is all married. Yeah. I'm just like, what? I'm like, come on, this is crazy. And she's like, nope, I don't want you in the house right now. Just go watch the Bruins with friends. Get the heck out.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God.
Is she normally that way, like, super jealous type?
No, not at all. It's like, I went from, like, being, like, held up on a pedestal to just trash.
Well, I just brought up Sarah Underwood's Instagram profile, and, I mean, it's I've seen so much worse. It's just more, like, nature shots with her.
And, like, her actual...
Off. I love this top, the profile pic. It's a nice top. One.
Oh, she's not that's afraid, a, oh, that's a nice she's not afraid little, to show some stuff off.
It's extreme cleavage is what I'd call it, and it's enjoyable. But
in the same.
Oh, there's that ass. Yeah, I'm seeing a little more now as I scroll down.
The thing about it
is, that's a nice dress.
This girl, like, if there's any woman out there, I mean, man, they must think you're super hot, because if they think that you can get possibly with a,
I don't think it's about that. I don't think they think they can get with the woman. It's just about admiring. Publicly another woman probably, and it just doesn't make you feel good, I guess, as
right, and it's probably embarrassing too for some women that their guy is liking other chicks on social media.
I mean, it's a weird.
How you gonna make it right, Steve?
I don't know. I guess I'm gonna build her a second garden.
Did you unfollow her? This
model?
You
can't unfollow her.
Of course.
Of course you did. Yeah.
Well, you have to.
Oh, wow.
He got
He's following her on his second Instagram account.
Nice.
Oh, dude.
My All husband. Right. Yeah.
Good luck, man.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hope you get back into the house sometime soon.
I'm so lucky my husband just follows food, doesn't follow hot models.
Yeah.
He's just obsessed with food.
He just loves food.
That's all it is on his Instagram.
Yeah, I think
you win.
I don't know. Like, I get it. I wouldn't want, but, like, I'm very oddly shaped. Uh-huh. And I don't want, like, to see that my girlfriend is admiring a dude's body that's the exact opposite of mine.
Right, like, if she was following, like, hot dick of the day or something, you would not be cool with it.
I'd be like, is there any way we could stop that hot dick of the day service you've been following?
Huge dick of the day.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. Look at that thing.
Wow, just every day, huh?
Can you guys send me the link to that list?
Yeah, we'll send it to you, James. We'll send it to you.
You know where it is.
Like, he doesn't follow already.
He's the guy behind the site. He's picking them. He picks them.
Yeah, I curate it.
He's the editor.
I'm the hot dick curator.
Yes, for your single guys, follow Sarah Underwood on Instagram. It's as I scroll down.
Is she in or anything? Is she one of those girls?
I don't know.
I've never heard of her either.
Yeah, she's.
But it started out money. Pretty innocent, but then as you go down, it gets. There's a lot more nudity.
Yeah. No. I mean,
is that a page where she can ask for money?
Yeah, that's a patron. Her Patreon or whatever. Patron page.
She's got 11 posts in the too hot for Instagram section.
Oh my god, is that her?
That is not her. That is just
an extreme.
Got you though. The private, whatever that is.
Yeah, I'll become a patron.
No,
I'd like to become one of your padrones.
No,
I'm kidding, honey.
So if you give money,
in real
then
life,
she'll show
I don't
you
think
more.
She's as hot.
What do you mean, real life?
Well, because they make her up. I think she. I don't know.
I think what this is the new thing. Like, if you're on YouTube and you just, like, make funny videos or something.
Yeah, see, this is not safe for work, and you can unlock it.
You got to pay to see your probably nude or whatever.
Oh.
That's that. Keeps yeah, see, I think that
is her. Oh wow, that is her. Then
it is. That is the extreme ass.
So she's like a basically.
She's a cam girl, but an Instagram girl.
Right. Mm.
For $100 a month, you get an epic pic just for you.
Yeah, it's not
for
worth
$500 a month.
You get her bikini.
You take the clothes off my back. You get a signed piece of wardrobe. For $5,000 a month, what do you get? I'll Skype with you in a one-on-one call.
Okay, yeah, but is there a so you can't date her?
No, right. The most you can get for $5,000
a
month,
have a
you
dating.
Get a Skype call a month for $5,000. Damn, you'd be rich and stupid.
Can you imagine the horrifying Skype call she has to make, even if she doesn't have to diddle herself?
Yeah, well, I'm sure she's got to. If I'm paying $5,000, she better touch something.
I bet she's not.
Oh, no, I bet it's just to be like,
it's just
refund.
I would deny that charge on my credit card.
Absolutely.
Then
absolutely,
yeah. $5,000.
We're not talking like $200.
These are desperate dudes with tons of money. They're trying to get a trophy wife.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're doing. They're trying to make you know, they're just like trying to get a chance to talk to her. I'm super rich. I'm super, super rich. It's no like young guy just barely getting by spending $5,000 a month.
Right, but even if I'm super rich, if I'm spending $5,000, I expect to get something.
I like the idea of James disputing the charge.
I totally would, man.
Yeah.
I did not get what I paid for.
Hi, MasterCard. Yes, she did not diddle herself. No. It was a $5,000 charge. I need to dispute that right now.
Yeah, it's funny. See, because so that's why I've never heard of that. This girl is just some random.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's weird. That's way different.
I think someone did send us an email saying she was a former Playboy Playmate or something.
I think she was in
Playmate, 2007 ex-Playmate.
Yeah. She's done some stuff, just to, so you know.
Yeah.
So for Playmate for $5,000, that's a bit much for a Skype then.
Yeah,
because
I mean, to me, if you're following, I don't know the chick's name, but with like the supermodel that was in like Mad Max and she was in Transformers, whoever, you know, yeah, what I mean, like
right,
whatever. I mean,
that's
like a legitimate like supermodel. You know, like following Kate
Rosie
Upton.
Huntington Whiteley.
Yeah, like that chick. You follow her, okay, whatever. You follow Kate Upton, whatever. Those are big, big stars. That's like following Kim Kardashian.
Doing porn or Skype calls on the side, right?
No, my God, no.
Yeah, it does make it a little different. Still, you know? Some people wouldn't be cool with it, but it does make it a little different. So, there you go. Now you know what the world considers cheating and what they don't.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I know a few of you cannot look away from those zit popping videos.
I watch them every night.
James, you are into them too, right?
Every night.
Yeah, I find some kind of weirdly satisfying by watching them.
I'm grossed out by it.
Yeah,
I can't watch it.
It's relaxing. It relaxes me.
Oh, I'm disgusted by it. I'll never, ever stop.
It relaxes Chuck.
That's
no,
weird.
I know that's weird. I know it seems very odd, but it there's like an... like a relaxation.
It's like a good feeling when you see them get all that pus out.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
Relief.
James.
Yep.
So that Dr. Pimple Popper, Dr. Sandra Lee, who we talked about before, who had a special on TLC, and well, it was a monster hit. So now they're giving her own series.
Oh, yeah. No, I knew she was getting her own series.
She's getting her own series called, of course, Dr. Pimple Popper. It's the Learning Channel. The show is casting now, so if you've got something worth popping, you could just qualify to get it popped on basic cable. You can apply now at TLC.com.
I have a cyst on my foot. I wonder if that would qualify.
Oh, yeah, they would do it.
No,
James, no. No, don't do it.
Crazy. That's
a
foot cyst. I found a guy, though, that it's a different thing, and it was really odd to me. This guy has horrible psoriasis.
I'm not going
to
look. Is it real bad? Andy, tell me.
Oh, it's not good.
Okay.
And it's all over his body.
Yeah.
And he takes a knife to it all the time.
Ah! To psoriasis?
And like it just cuts it off?
Yep.
You can't do that, right?
No, you can't.
I think...
You shouldn't do that.
Oh, that's really bad.
Yeah. Like he tries all sorts of different stuff to...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Nope. Not gonna look. But it's not, like, the same as a pussy thing.
It's not as
thing.
Bad. I can look at it for longer.
You know what I mean? It's not like a pussy thing, but it's just a... I stumbled across it, and I'm like,
it's not
I don't
like
know what
a pussy thing.
You stumbled across a psoriasis scraping video.
How do you stumble
video?
Across
video?
Well, because
skin
when,
scraping
when,
videos.
If you watch enough, like, you know, popping videos and, like, cyst
it
videos.
It comes up in the suggestions.
It comes up in your suggestions. And I saw a guy with a knife.
You're obviously mentally disturbed. Please check out these ones.
Exactly. Well, this guy, though, I don't know how many people follow him.
All I can think
he's
about
got 21,000 people that follow him.
All I can think about is James's poor foot cyst.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. You want to see it?
No, I don't. I don't.
It's not gross.
I don't. I still don't.
Just a little bump under the skin. I'll
get
you.
It.
We'll get are you going to pop his foot cyst?
I'll cut it out. I'll cut it out.
Oh,
make sure, let me make sure it's the kind of cyst you can actually pop before we start.
Exactly.
My foot open.
It's for sure.
How did James lose his foot? Oh, Chuck, foot surgery.
It's like a gandolion or something like that cyst.
Oh, okay. That's different.
Hey, I'm here for the laughs. I'm not here for the...
Lisa, I need a foot cyst diagnosis live on the air. Okay?
We're here for the laugh, not the foot cyst.
Never watched the earwax video.
Foot cyst is what brings the listeners in, Lisa.
No, it's not.
You ever watch the earwax videos?
Never, never.
Come for the cyst, stay for the laughs.
Look at that.
I can't.
That's brutal. Any kind of human juice that's made in you.
I totally agree, Andy.
Look at that, sucking it up.
Oh, God, Chuck, that's... revolting.
Oh, human juice.
That's when it comes out.
Yeah, I see.
Chuck, you've that's got issues, dude. God. You've got so many issues.
If you stop looking at it.
I can't.
Why? I don't care. He's holding it up. I don't look at him. He can't make
better.
Me.
I just don't know how it gets that bad. That's the thing that amazes me is that some people get that bad.
They might have drainage issues.
I don't know.
So that's any kind of liquid or juice or anything
wax.
That a human, wax that a human body creates. I have real problems with it.
Redneck has a comment here. We're talking about this Dr. Pimple Popper getting her own TV show. What did you want to add, Redneck?
Yeah, Ripcord. Well, they just didn't want... Chuck probably seen it already. This poor guy had some serious problems with his scrotum sac, and she had to cut a bunch of stuff off of it.
I never saw that one.
On YouTube.
I never saw
it.
It
live.
He had, like, scrotum pimples?
They did it live?
Can you get scrotum pimples?
Yeah,
well,
they did it live.
You can get anything, because anything, most of the time, all, like, a cyst is your hair follicle that gets backed up, and then it starts creating skin cells underneath it. That's what it is.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, was that it?
Oh, my God.
Is that it?
No, it's got to be it.
Oh, my God.
It's got to be it.
What?
Put it
His
on.
Balls have nipples.
No, I can't. No, I can't. No, I can't, Chuck. I can't. I can't. Oh,
you got to sign in. Why aren't
we
signed in?
You out, huh?
They signed out.
You need me to sign in?
Sign in James again. These are going to show up.
Oh, look, I can.
Oh, yeah.
I can just go there, I guess.
Yeah, so hit
okay.
Just hit okay.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Calcinosis.
What if calcinosis kind of goes as?
Cutis. Cutis.
What is it called?
Calcinotis cutis. Ain't nothing cute about that.
So she's
got
talk
ball
to
pimples,
him.
Like hundreds of ball pimples.
No, they're growths. Those are some kind of growth.
So the doctor is doing this?
Yeah, this is this chick.
Oh my god! I just saw a preview of it.
It's like bacon underneath the microscope.
Oh, kind of thing. No.
Jesus Christ.
No.
She's a doctor.
No.
But yeah.
Yeah, but like how many people does she have? She's got, this thing has got 2 million views, you know? Look at that.
This is sounding like a dinosaur in the studio.
Oh my God.
Well, get it out of there.
Come on, Chuck. Stop it. That's enough. Come on.
Jesus.
No, man. This is crazy. This is on this guy's nuts.
You're going to feel so much better once you see that last little bit come out.
Yeah, get it out.
You still got to get that last little bit.
Yeah. And the membrane.
Why does his sac create those?
Okay.
All right. Oh, my God. Stop.
That is a very ugly surface.
His balls?
Yes. Yeah. The whole thing.
What about that?
Oh, God.
Oh, okay. Enough of this. I'm not doing it. Look at that guy's nose. Look at that man's nose.
Oh, yeah.
Nose.
These are just the blackheads.
Oh, God. Blackheads? No.
Watch this.
That's where you draw the line.
Have you ever seen the one where they burn it?
Blackheads?
Listen,
ball pimples.
Some people get their noses get so messed up that they go in and they burn everything up.
So I wanted to tell everybody, our audience here, if you don't mind my saying, is that you're actually not our patient. Your wife is our patient.
His nose is like one of those old drinker noses.
It's really bad.
Watch this.
I don't want to watch an old man get his pimples popped on his nose.
Old man nose blackheads!
Doing something like that. Yeah,
this is nothing. This isn't even bad.
You have to make a nick in the surface of the skin.
God damn it.
How does this woman do this? For a living. This is her job.
She loves her deal. She loves it, man.
She's super famous. And
gross.
People support it.
Chuck, you've seen this one before.
Oh, my God. Stop. No, he's just torturing you now. He's just torturing you with blackhead removal.
There's a sack in there.
He paces it.
No, I'm not looking.
Sack out. Do you...
It's because it's other people's.
I'm happier when I don't look.
A little kitchen sink plug.
I am.
She's a freak.
She is. Like, that's your life.
She is a freak. Oh, Chuck.
Your life is spent surrounded by pus and pimples and blackheads.
Just make sure I'm not hurting you.
And it's crazy to me that enough people want to watch this that it's a show now.
This one has 4 million views.
How is that possible?
Oh, my God. I don't even know what's coming out of that person over there. What is that? There's a crater coming out of that person.
That one?
That's a huge blackhead.
Oh, that's a whiner.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. This is
what's the fascination with it?
I honestly, I can't explain it.
I think it's just
it.
The shocking nature of how much pus.
Nice one here. Do you know what this is called? A dilated pore of whiner. That's what it's called.
And oh, my God. When you see what she took out of that person. No, you got to see that. No, you got to see. No, you got to see.
I was going to watch it come out.
You're going to miss that spot.
We missed it coming out. I know what it is.
So it's a little bit
is.
Slightly indented because it was taken.
You
got to
watch when it comes out.
A little bandage there that's gonna
I saw it on the, like a little preview, what it looked like on the tray, and it is goddamn unbelievable. Look.
Look at all the stuff.
You keep touching it.
Look.
Look.
Yeah.
I'm glad I got that out of me.
Yeah, it was stuck way deep under there.
Better out than in. Better out than in, guys.
That's enough to make a meatball.
Oh, Andy!
She has to sew it shut and stuff.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because it's...
Stop it, get up.
You gotta loosen it up. You gotta relax over there.
Oh, I cannot look at it!
It's not that bad.
I hope Dave's reaction in person was as funny as what the reaction I saw on the peep show cams.
He went nuts over there.
Oh, yeah.
Like a gremlin.
He did. He's nuts. He's out of his mind.
I just am holding myself.
I know. It looks like you need a hug.
I'm trying to think of what is the grossest things that I watch. The plaque buildup on teeth being removed.
Yeah, that's
terrifying.
No, buddy, can we talk about that you really have some issues?
Earwax, terrifying.
Can we really talk about that for a second? Like, have you thought?
You really
want
to go into that?
You're disturbed
issues?
On some levels, man.
No,
he's definitely disturbed.
No, like, look at that.
No,
you want to see that?
No,
get
I don't.
Off,
I'm
don't
not going to look.
Don't you want to see that?
Got some problems, man.
See it, Chuck.
Why is all this gross stuff just for fun?
He's got so many problems.
I love that Dave kind of like wanted to counsel him, like a child almost. Chuck,
look at
buddy.
That piece chip off.
I don't want to see it.
Look at it chip off. Like chip weef.
Chipped weef. Chipped weef
it's
indeed.
It's like chip weef in your teeth.
Nope. Yeah, chipped tweef.
You got some chipped weef. You do. It's a mess, man. Like, and I guess, like, what fascinates me is that people let themselves get this bad.
Yeah.
That is what I think the issue is.
Oh, people are revolting, dude.
And I bet Lisa's mom would watch this.
Oh, my mom doesn't care. But I always call her a freak for doing what she does for a living, being in the dental world.
Right.
So she doesn't mind it. Yeah.
Like, we're not. And we should be watching it. Watching this on your spare time.
That's crazy.
Is mental disturbedness.
That's the one.
To each their own. People are into a lot of weird stuff.
Just imagine
he's really
what kind
worried
of stuff
about
he
you.
Pleasures himself too.
I can't imagine.
He's a Chuck buddy.
Exactly.
I just
someone's got to have a talk with him.
Chuck buddy.
I'm surprised it took you this many years.
He's heading down a darker road every day. Keeps getting darker and darker.
I mean, I've watched this stuff for years.
Anonymous has a comment. We're talking about Dr. Pimple Popper getting her own show.
I also watch people getting cracked in the chiropractor.
Hi, Anonymous.
Hi, good morning. I love the show. You guys are awesome. Listen to you every morning.
Thank you.
I just had a comment about the ganglion cyst. I also have one on my wrist. It's from a lot of repetition. So I'm a gardener, so I use clippers a lot. And it's not filled with any pussy fluid. It's just kind of a bulged vein with filled with blood.
Oh, that's
and
different.
The only way you would need to really have it removed is if it causes you a lot of pain. if he's flexing his foot or I flex my wrist too much, it's not really that painful. And even if you do get it removed, it'll have the tendency to pop up right in the same spot.
Are these the ones that people hit with books and stuff to go down?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I actually tried that myself, and it didn't really work. But sometimes, if it's bothering me during the day,
you just drop a book on it.
When I lost weight, this went away. But I had a big one. You see where it kind of is there?
No, but everybody has that.
But this got big.
Oh, really?
But for some reason, when I lost weight, it like went away. But it was big. It was kind of cyst like.
Huh.
Do I have that?
Yeah, jeez.
I don't think I'm going to drop a book on my foot.
No.
I'll just take the shot of cortisone.
No, but I read, because when mine got really big, I was like, geez, what do you do about this? But it feels like it's bone, though.
There is bone there. Everyone has a bone bump there.
It built up around it, and I saw that people online were hitting it with books to kind of bust it up. It. Yeah.
Break your wrist.
Christ.
Scott has a comment here. Hey, Scott. Good morning.
You ever seen mange worms removed from dogs?
How's she going, eh? So I had one on the back of my neck, a cyst, and it was there for years and years, and I just never did anything about it because it didn't hurt. But finally, I was like, all right, it's starting to hurt. And I went to the doctor, and he sliced that thing open, and you could just feel the pressure. And then he got that sack out. Oh, Chuck, it was... I think Dave would pass out because it was the smell was horrible.
Yeah, the smell.
I couldn't handle the smell. I couldn't handle the smell.
The
smell.
I mean,
what about tonsil stones?
You could feel the pus coming out, right?
All right, Scott, we got to let you go, man. We got to let you go.
No, we don't.
No, we do. He's gone. I let him go.
It's like pus talk time here on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
What about tonsil stones? You ever seen tonsil stones come out?
It's a bad time.
Look at these things.
Call and tell us about your pus.
No, don't call and tell us about your pus.
See tonsil stones?
No, I don't. I'm not looking. Buddy, stop it.
Look.
Stop it.
Look at that.
Buddy.
I feel like that little kid. Linda.
Linda,
buddy,
Linda.
Buddy,
listen.
Buddy.
Chuck, listen.
Never going to stop. Ooh, man.
I do know you've been watching the pimple popping videos for a very long time.
So long.
Yeah, he's been into it. It was,
and the
I remember
worst
the first time
is
he
the
told
sand
me,
flea guy.
He told me it relaxed him, and I was
yeah.
That's trouble.
Yep.
Chuck, buddy.
Buddy.
No, like,
yeah, see, this is me talking to Chuck.
Listen to me. Like, I do this all the time, and if I go out at the house...
Cute little guy. You ever seen, those African sand flea videos?
Yeah, you showed me.
Yeah, we've already covered that.
You showed me everything that there is. Yeah.
That was off the air.
Do you want to watch them?
No, we're okay, man.
That's the ones in the feet, right?
Yeah.
In the feet and hands.
Mm. This person said, all year long I've been dieting. Friday morning is my one treat I get a week. A Boston cream donut. I just picked it up from Dunkies.
Oh, no.
And you guys started talking about pimples, and I can't even eat it.
You know what? Sorry. I'd eat it right now. I'd suck it right out of my right now with no problem. You just got to get over it.
You got to block it out. Do what I do. Just don't think about it after.
I mean, I'm going to keep a blindfold in here.
It's a good idea.
Because Chuck will just...
Someone said, dental hygienist here. I'll send you pictures of years of plaque buildup. The smells... horrible.
Oh. Yeah. People are grosser than you could ever begin to imagine.
I can't imagine going in strangers' mouths like that.
Oh, God,
I cannot get a stranger's mouth out of here. I was going to be a dentist for like a hot minute when
That's
I was a
crazy,
kid.
That's crazy, Dave.
I don't
you
even know.
You didn't really think about that. What were you thinking about? You never had a passion for teeth, right? You just wanted to make money.
They make good money. That dentist money.
That's always a problem when people are like, what can I do for a living? And it's all revolved around making money. Right. You got to have like a passion for
teeth. I saw my dentist when I was a kid pull up in the sweetest car, and I was
That's what it was, though.
He's a big money pimping.
I have like a thing that we did. I don't know what grade we were in. Probably sixth grade. And you had to say like what you thought your future was going to be. It was something to do with like when the year 2000 comes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to be a lawyer.
I wanted to be a lawyer.
You know, all this stuff, and it's just funny because I think all of us as kids, especially as a kid in the 80s, you were just expected to try and become a lawyer or a stockbroker, make all that money. Everything on TV was Miami Vice.
Yeah, I wanted to be in business. I was like, I don't want to be in business. Yeah. So I took like macro and microeconomics. Could you imagine how awful that was?
Oh,
that was like horrible. I was like, this is the worst. I will not do this.
Yeah.
I could one up you, Lise.
What?
Calculus 2 on the college level.
Ooh.
I was going to be an engineer.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So I had taken calculus up to calculus 2 and physics. I was in physics 2 when I made the switch.
And now you're here in a thong with a foot cyst.
Yes.
What happened? With it. What happened?
Now you're here in a thong with a foot cyst.
Damn it, James.
Should have stuck to it.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.